Amazing.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Peterson. Today I'm talking to a female rapper with some very unusual Mamma Mia, Hola, Si Senor, Hoya Wale song titles. I have with me rapper Queen Key.
That's me.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How did you come up with the name Queen Key?
Because I believe I'm a queen, and my real name, Keisha. So my nickname, Key, Queen Key.
And so why do you believe you're a queen, and what does that mean?
It just means that I'm me, period. Like, I just believe in myself. I just do whatever I want to do. I just call myself queen.
Oh, so you call yourself that? Have you? I know a lot of black men think that black women are queens. Have you ever been called a queen by a man?
Yeah.
And why did he call you a queen?
Maybe because I call myself a queen.
Oh.
But you have to ask him. I don't know.
Not because he saw it that way?
I mean, yeah, but I kind of set the pace, though, for people.
As queen?
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, you're young. You're a millennial.
You think that's young?
23?
I thought I was old.
23 is still a baby. You feel old?
I do, kinda.
Really? What does that feel like?
It just feels like I did a lot, and I kinda been through a lot, just...
What have you gone through?
A lot.
Like what, for example?
Just a lot. Like, a lot, period.
Give me
just a lot of independent type shit, like,
Independent type what?
Type. I could curse, right?
Yeah.
Independent type shit.
You smoke pot?
Do I smoke weed? Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
You do? Why?
I like weed.
Why?
Period. I kind of started just because my friend was or my brother was, and I'm like, okay, let me try to get high and see what happened. And then it's like, it became a kind of stress reliever type, just calmer or whatever. And then I just like weed. I don't know. I like being high.
You were raised in Chicago, I read.
Yeah.
And by your father?
South suburbs.
The South suburbs?
Yeah.
And by your father and mother?
No, my mother and, let's just say my mother, but I had a stepdad, but she divorced him.
Stepfathers don't work and stepmothers don't work anyway.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I mean, I got a new stepdaddy now, so I mean, we gonna root for him right now.
How many have you had over
just,
a lifetime?
This is just my second one.
Yeah. But where was your father?
He lived in Wisconsin.
Are you close to him?
We cool.
Are you close to him?
I mean, we close in the sense that that's like my dad, but like, I didn't really live with him. I lived with him when I was, like, 5, so, with his mom, which was my grandma. So, like, once she died or whatever, like, he moved to Wisconsin, and I just see him, like, sporadically and shit, but, yeah.
What was it like not being with your father?
Different at different times, because it's like, yeah, just like being a little girl and stuff. Like, yeah, you want your daddy around, but yeah. I have my stepdaddy around.
But so he was like, no good.
Right, but it's, you're right. So I don't know, I wanted my daddy around, I guess, shit.
you still want your father?
No.
Do you still feel like a desire to know him and be around him, be with him, even though you're an adult now?
No.
You don't? What was it like being raised by your mother without your father? What was that like for you growing up?
Maybe that's why we like bumped heads a lot of shit, because I kind of got kicked out when I was like 17. That's what I meant by independent shit.
Oh.
But yeah.
Your mother threw you out?
Yeah.
Why?
She wanted me to move with my daddy, but I'm like, why the fuck would I do that? So I ended up going to like my favorite cousin house or whatever.
At 16? 17.
17? Yeah. Yep. Because it's like I was fighting with my stepdaddy a lot, with her. I started smoking weed, and they were just all on my case and shit.
And so you say you bumped hair with your mother a lot. Why?
Because I just kind of didn't listen. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't listen to shit. I did whatever I wanted to. Like sneaking out, smoking weed, ditching school. Yeah, just doing whatever I felt like doing. But it's like I really didn't see it as bad because I always knew what I was doing and I had good intentions. So, yeah.
And were you close to your stepfather?
Close in the sense like we lived together, but
like
I didn't really like
father daughter
him.
Relationship.
Kind of, yeah, but I mean, I just really didn't like him.
Why not?
Because, like, he was, like, crazy as fuck. Like, my real daddy never whooped me, but my stepdaddy used to whoop me and my older brother and sister. And those are not his kids, but my younger brother and sister are his kids.
Right.
So, yeah, he used to whoop us and shit, and it's like, what the fuck? So, it's like, once I got older, it's like I started fighting his ass, shit. So
you started fighting him?
Mm-hmm.
Why did your mother let a step-parent, a stepfather, and a stepmother don't have the right to whoop somebody else's kid?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did your mother let that happen?
I don't know.
Did you ever ask her, why did you let this happen?
Recently, since we've, like, been back cool and shit, no.
Why not?
But, like, back then, while it was going on, like, it was just a big thing in my family. Like, everybody in my family, like, used to ask her and shit, like, what the fuck? Like, why are you doing this? Why do you let this happen? Like, this was like problems for years or whatever. But I haven't asked her recently because I don't know, life been kind of moving fast. Like when I graduated high school, the following summer is when I became like Queen Key and started doing music and everything. So I kind of never really got to talk to nobody about shit, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to her about it?
Yeah.
You should. Why don't you? Make time and talk to her.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that you became just like her?
I'm not just like her.
You're just like your mother.
No, I'm not.
I can prove it.
How?
You know how your mother...
A lot of people tell me that, though, but how?
People tell you that? Why do they tell you that?
Because, like, our attitude.
Yeah. You know, you have an attitude just like your mother. And you never wanted to be like your mother at all. That's the last person you wanted to be like. Isn't that right?
I wouldn't say that, no.
You would want her, you wanted her attitude?
Not necessarily her attitude. The only thing I disagree with my mama is just how she did me and my brothers and sisters.
Right.
She just did certain shit to her kids that I would never do. But other than that, as far as like her drive, her ambition, the shit she just do in the world, period, is like, that's great, but...
Do you like have her attitude, too? You have her attitude.
First of all, you don't even know my mama. How do you know that I got her attitude?
Because
you like it?
You didn't get your own attitude. You didn't make up this attitude.
Yes,
it came
I did.
From your mother. Don't you want to overcome at least her attitude? You may like some other qualities about her, but wouldn't you like to overcome her attitude?
Yeah.
You would?
My attitude is low-key probably worse than hers.
So. Yeah, yours is worse than hers.
Yeah.
And your kids are going to be worse than you if you don't overcome.
Woo! I don't think I'm having no kids.
Why not?
that's deep, you know, that's real deep.
What's deep?
Having a child.
You don't want to have any?
Not really, no. Well, I mean, I'm interested in seeing me create a person.
Right.
But that's it.
Have you ever been loved by a man?
I mean, I done had my fair share of little
situations. I'm not
situations.
Talking about sex by a man. Have you ever been loved by a man?
Oh, you said loved. I thought you said in love. No. Oh, yeah, I've definitely been loved. Yeah.
And have you ever loved a man?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Probably not correctly.
And what do you mean?
Because it's like I can love somebody naturally, or I can love a man naturally, just on like some God's children type shit. But like, as far as like, you know what I'm saying, treating you how a woman's supposed to treat you, shit, I probably ain't did that.
Why not?
I just haven't felt the need. I haven't felt the moment.
Do you want to be able to love a man?
If that's what God want me to do, then, I don't really force anything, and especially not love. Like,
you want it though, right?
What you mean?
You want
What do you mean? Because I feel like people love naturally. I love naturally.
But don't you want natural love from a man?
I get natural love. That's
you do?
Fine. Yeah, natural love.
So you, one last thing about your mother. You want to overcome her attitude?
I want to call it my attitude.
It's not your own. That's
but
not the real
is.
You.
It is my attitude.
But you just like her.
We have a lot of differences. Like, seriously.
Will you ever go to her and forgive her for what she did, even though knowing that she couldn't help it?
Yeah.
Will you go to her and forgive her?
Yeah.
Okay, don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive her.
Yeah.
And God will forgive you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be you again.
All right.
What made you become a rapper?
I always, like when I was younger, me and my siblings, because my mama got 5 kids, so, and then it was I had 2 stepsisters, so it was like a lot of us. So we would just be making up plays, making up songs, doing a lot of shit. So I did that when I was like 7 through my childhood. I kind of branched away from it when I got older. But once I graduated high school, shit just started getting real, you know? I tried college, I tried a couple different jobs, and it's like, I literally got fired and hired on the same day twice. So it's like shit just started being real weird. And I just kind of really just started like digging into writing and shit. And I just said, I want to be rich. And I feel like I'm going to be famous. So I just didn't ignore it.
So are you rich and famous now?
Working on a rich kind of famous.
And so you have a new album called Eat My Pee.
Eat My Pussy Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Eat My Pussy Again. It's the follow-up from Eat My Pussy.
Really? Has it been eaten before or something?
Of course.
It has been?
Ate up.
In real life or in a song?
Ate up.
How you like that?
Love it.
Why?
Because, see, maybe if you had a pussy, you would know, but I don't know. I just, it's pleasing.
It's pleasing. And so in your song, what made you come up with that song and why?
Well, it's actually not a song. It's a body of work. So it's the entire project. It's not just one song.
Right.
I don't know. I came up with it sometime last year, like spring of last year. I was almost kind of just joking, and I like got on Twitter and I'm like, Eat My Pussy, the mixtape dropping in 2018. And the response that I had got from that, it made me say, you know what? I'm really gonna name my shit this.
Amazing. Let me hear just one little line or two of it. I never heard of it. I didn't hear it yet. Can you hear it for me? Let me hear
of something off of...
No, Eat My Pee Again.
Of Eat My Pussy Again?
Yeah, let me hear you rap a line to it.
Hear just a song or something? Yeah. Okay. I wonder if my neighbors hear me. I always keep my window open. I know I'm key, but I'm really a token, and I'm really outspoken.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
What does your mother say about this?
She love it.
She love it? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I probably have to ask her. I feel like a lot of, like, she just want me to be successful, pretty much. So that's why I think she love it.
So now that you're becoming successful and popular, do your mother treat you better now? Does she treat you better?
Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah. that's how we even got back. Like, got back cool or whatever you want to call it. Since all this shit came about, all this Queen Key shit. And it's like, during the moments where I was being like mistreated and getting kicked out and arguing with motherfuckers and all that, I was kind of like telling them though, that like this shit would happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you feel like, do you feel that it's real now that you're popular and now she want you back? Does that feel real or just because of your popularity?
It feel real in the sense of like, ultimately there is realness between us because that's my mama and I'm her daughter. But honestly, I mean, I would really just have to talk to her more just to see literally what's her take on it or whatever, because just from like, just the stuff that I know and the shit that it added up, I don't necessarily respect it. But I mean, it's all good. But, yeah. Yeah.
And how about your father, your real father, not your father? Due to your popularity, are you getting closer to him too?
No, not really. Maybe, I think I was kind of more closer to him before I did this. I think this kind of, it's kind of pushing me away from him. Like, the higher I'm becoming, it's kind of making me, like, not fuck with him. I ain't gonna lie.
Why is
like,
that?
Like, I ain't even telling him Happy Father's Day. This is my first time.
Really?
I didn't tell him Happy Father's
Day. And why is that?
Because I'm just realizing, like, how much shit I've done, like, by myself. Like, I don't know. So it's like, I'm not really respecting his absence. So I don't feel I should really be, like, he shouldn't be, like, getting me.
Oh, I see. Will you ever have a real talk with him about this, how you feel?
If he capable of a real talk, then probably.
You would like to?
Yeah.
So what is it like for you? You're 23, you're a rapper, you're becoming popular, and you're going to be famous. What is it like for you when you're in a room by yourself at night, no one is around? How do you deal with that loneliness and sadness?
I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not sad. I'm at a grateful ass point in my life.
Yeah.
Because I kind of saw this shit or whatever. So it's like the fact that like all my like dreams and just things that I felt and that I want are kind of like unfolding. It's like I'm just at a grateful moment and I don't know.
Do you have to be high? You have to smoke a joint when you're by yourself in order to be by yourself?
No, I don't. I ain't even smoked today. That's a surprise. Yeah, I usually, you know, wake and bake, all that. But I mean, like, not like a need. Like, that's another thing. Like, when I was younger, when I was in high school and shit, weed was a need, like a motherfucker. Like, I needed to smoke.
And
like,
why?
I don't know. Like, maybe because, like, I didn't like school. I wasn't happy. Like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in the area of Chicago where all the crime, black-on-black crime is happening?
No. That probably was, like, 15 minutes, 20 minutes away.
Oh, good.
But, I mean, I was in, like, the south suburbs. Like, yeah, it's black, but it's a little. I mean, it didn't get a little bad now because, you know, people moving from the city to the suburbs and the suburbs want to be like the city and shit like that, but it's definitely like toned down. It's not like.
What do you think about the black on black crime in Chicago? Why do you think that is happening?
Because like somebody killed somebody's cousin and this person want revenge and this want that. And I feel like it's a revenge game.
Why won't the police and the mayor and all others stop it from happening? They can stop it.
Because I feel like the police and the mayor, they don't give a fuck. If anything, they're tied into this shit. Like, they part of the problem. Shit, they killing us.
Oh, they killing you? Yeah. Do you believe if black boys and girls in Chicago grew up with good fathers and mothers together, would they be killing each other?
There probably would be definitely some killing and violence or whatever, but it will definitely be way less because, shit, you got your mama and your daddy.
Yeah.
So it's like,
a good parent's not going to let their child necessarily be a killer. So with that being said.
So the solution then is to rebuild the family then, huh? Fathers and mothers get together, get married, have their children, and raise them in the right way and wouldn't be happening. Am I right?
Yeah, that's deep, but I mean, you can't really force nothing, but people should definitely try to work on rebuilding their family.
Yeah. So when you, before you have babies, you're going to be married to a good man and no babies out of wedlock, right?
I don't really see like the norm. I don't know.
You don't see the norm?
Yeah.
And what is the norm?
The norm, well, the society's norm, I feel like, is like married, kid, you know, job or something.
Yeah.
Fucking kids go to school. I don't know, like, the norm. Like,
don't we need to see more, the kids need to see the norm more?
Maybe that's not the norm, though. Like, why does that have to be the norm?
Be married and father and mother.
Why can't be the norm to just be a bad bitch?
To be a what?
To be a bad bitch. But I'm just like.
So are you a bad bee?
I mean, you can't call me a bad bitch, but I could call me a bad bitch. But
why
like
can't
I said,
other
I'm
people
quaint.
Call you that if that's how you see yourself?
Because I just be playing. But, but nah, I'm actually trying to work out of the whole calling myself a bitch thing. I was doing good, period. But I feel like it's just how I talk now, you know. But I'm trying to work out of that.
Why are you trying to work out of it, overcome it?
Because I don't really think bitch is not who I am, for sure. I'm
who
not a
are
bitch.
You?
I'm queen.
And what type of person are you inside?
I'm a great person.
What's that mean?
I don't know. What do you think a great person means?
Why don't you let that greatness come out then? That great person come
it
out.
It is. I'm
why
working
let,
on it.
Why you letting it be out?
Okay, well, right now, I'm a great bitch. I'm a great bitch. Period. Like, I'm working on it. It's balance, period. Like, period. I got to... you know, overcome some of my ways or whatever. And yeah.
So let me ask, this song, Eat My Pee, mm-hmm. again, right? How is that helping anybody?
What do you mean?
How is the title? How is that song, the title of that song, helping other young people your age, young girls and guys? Is that supposed to help them or just for you to make money off?
It is supposed to help them. My art, period, is supposed to help.
So how is Eat My Pee Again helping?
It is helping because it is coming from me. And anything that comes from me is inspiring and is of help. So with that being said, you're not supposed to just like, if you just look at the title, it's like, okay, what the fuck? Like, okay, reading Eat My Pussy Again probably is not gonna help you. But if you listen to my music, if you look into who I am and shit, right. Then that's going to help you because that's going to teach you a little bit about life. You know what I'm saying?
And what teach you what about life? Just a little bit of what?
It's going to teach you that people are still real. You know what I'm saying? That God is here, you know?
That's what it's going to teach you. You believe in God?
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Oh, damn. See, I'm not really big on titles, but if I had to pick any religion, I guess I would say Christianity. But I'm not really religious. I'm not.
But how do you know you're a Christian? How do you know you believe in God?
Because I believe in God. I done been through some shit, you know, that confirms it. And I just know. I know every day. Not even because of what I've been through.
So would God want you to sing it, Eat My Pee Again?
God riding for me. You know what I'm saying?
God understand. Riding for you?
Yeah. God understand that, you know, I'm going to have to, maybe, of course, God wouldn't want a motherfucker to have a project called Eat My Pussy Again. But since this is life and, you know what I'm saying, everything ain't perfect. You got to grow. You got to live. You got to do whatever you got to do. That's your story. I feel like Eat My Pussy Again is a part of my story. And, yeah.
So.
Amazing. Let me ask, are you dating now?
Nah, I just cut a nigga off.
What?
Yes.
You didn't
know that? I just cut a nigga off yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And how long had you dating him?
I wouldn't even call it date. I don't even want to, man, look. Fuck these niggas.
And why did you cut him off?
I'm very zero tolerance. I don't play that shit.
Play what?
That shit.
What?
What's that shit?
Yeah.
That shit is any type, anything I don't like.
So what was he doing that you didn't like?
Just a lot of shit.
Like what, for example?
I don't like when, like, people, I don't like when people kind of point out what I do and they do the same thing. When people do, like, weird, insecure shit. When people lie. All that shit. Oh. So, like, he was a little mix of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I couldn't even really speak about just one dude. Because I'm like, I wasn't in, like, a locked-in relationship.
You was?
No, I wasn't.
You were not? Okay.
Yeah. So.
And so what was he doing? How long had you been with him?
I mean, so let me tell you like this. So when you say he and all this shit, it's kind of making me think like, okay, well, who am I thinking about? Because like I said, it wasn't like one. It's not one like relationship I'm in. Like just, you know, talking to a few niggas. But I'm just saying like yesterday, I probably cut my last nigga off. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. And what did he do exactly?
Just
that one cut off yesterday.
Oh, he pretty much just annoyed me. You know, he been annoying as fuck. And I was kind of talking to him for a little long time, but I just, he's just fucking annoying.
And what did he do to annoy you?
Be an annoying bitch.
He was?
Yeah, I don't like when niggas talk too much. He talks too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, I don't like when niggas talk too much. Like, do weird shit and just...
Okay, so he was talking to you too much?
Talking to people too much.
Oh, he would talk to other people too much?
Yeah.
About you or about anything?
Yeah, about me.
About you.
Just all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I confront him about shit and he'll be lying. It's like, what the fuck?
And so you just said to him, I'm done with you?
I probably said, fuck you, bitch. But, yeah.
On the phone, in person?
On the phone.
Oh, did he start crying?
I mean, I wasn't by him, you know. It's just like a text, like, fuck you, bitch, blocked, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't love him?
Like, I love all God's children.
Oh, he was one of God's children?
Nah, at this point, that's the devil. Well, damn, the devil was an angel. I guess, yeah.
And so is he going to try to reach you again, or is it done?
Honestly, no one ever leaves me alone for good.
They never? Why not?
I don't know.
And so you've been with a lot of guys?
No.
How many you been with?
What do you mean, been with?
Dating. Well, you said they're not really boyfriends, right?
See, another reason why I named my project Eat My Pussy and Eat My Pussy Again.
Right.
It's because I had went on like this little strike. Where I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got me fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So, I ain't sucking no dick. You can't fuck me, none of that, you know what I'm saying? But, if I want, you can eat my pussy, you know what I'm saying? So, are you asking how many dudes gave me head?
No. Yeah, how many did that to
you? No, I'm just playing. But, so yeah, I was just talking on and off to just, for how long? How many people, like, what's the?
All your life.
Oh, all my life?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know. How many people I've talked to?
No, how many have done that to you?
Gave me head?
Yeah.
Um.
I could
count on both hands.
Oh yeah.
I would just keep that as a safe answer. Yeah.
And you've done that to guys too?
What? Did I suck 10 dicks? Yeah. Hell no.
How many? 20?
I just told you I was on strike.
Oh, they just did it to you. You didn't do it to them.
Yeah, Jesse, I ain't sucked dick in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you surprised that the guy who do that to you, you didn't have to do it back?
It's so crazy because in the beginning, I was definitely surprised because, mind you, I'm coming from Chicago. This is around like the Chief Keef era and shit. Like, that's really, that's my, like, that's what I was growing up in. That's when right. I was a teenager and shit. When all my generation is trying to, like, that's their role model yeah. for the most part. Every dude in my generation, they fucking role model is Chief Keef. So, hell yeah, I was surprised because, you know, that whole little movement is like a, you know, fuck a bitch type of give me top type shit. Like, that's how they felt. So the fact that niggas was just eating my pussy, not getting no pussy, not getting no kids, not getting shit, but y'all giving me head, though, it's like, so y'all be bullshitting. So y'all be fronting y'all shit. Y'all actually care about a bitch. Like, what's going on? Like, y'all actually going, like, without a doubt.
Amazing. So, I want to ask you about black men and women. Mm-hmm. How do you see the relationship between black men and black women?
Maybe it's getting better. I feel like it needs to get better. I don't think it's good right yeah. now. It's not.
And why, you think?
I don't necessarily know why. Oh, why do I think that?
I mean, because why is it not good between black men and black women right now?
I don't know. I just know it's not too good.
Right. And so it's not good in what way?
The yeah. respect not there.
I'm going to ask, do you think black women respect black men?
It depends.
On what?
On that black man.
They only respect certain kind of black men?
Not even black men, but men, period. But yeah, since you asked black men, yeah.
What type of black man, a black man would you have to be for them to respect you?
Just a respectable person, period.
What is a respectable
or
person?
Or a respectable man, period. Right. A respectable man to me is a man that take care of his business, that take care of his family, you know? He provide and he's there.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And a lot of these niggas.
You said what?
I said a lot of these niggas kind of, you know.
And do black men respect black women?
Not all the time.
And why not?
I don't know.
You don't know why? You never asked why not?
I mean, I done seen some little shit on the internet where it's like dudes to be like, we don't respect y'all because y'all half naked. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm talking about common respect as a human being, my nigga. Like, what the fuck? So
they don't respect y'all because y'all half naked?
No, that can't even be true because, hell, what about when you got on clothes and you not getting respect?
Like, but that's what they say, right? They don't respect you because
yeah,
you have
just
because
of that was just an example because of like yeah. reasons like that,
right?
Materialistic type shit. Like,
have you been with a woman sexually?
Have I got head from a woman?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
And why? Why did you do that?
Are you I a think lesbian? It was the whole eat my pussy thing. I don't call myself a lesbian, no.
Are you a lesbian?
No. Because I wouldn't be in a relationship with a woman. But honestly, yeah, I done had some fun, you know what I'm saying, in my day.
So you have allowed women to do that to you?
Yeah.
Have you done that to them?
Nah.
It's gross, huh?
You said what?
It's gross.
I don't want to call it gross, but it's just not my shit.
Like, nah.
Because it's not my shit.
So why would you let them do that to you then?
I told you the whole eat my pussy thing. I don't know. I just been the head collector around this bitch, but okay.
Are you addicted to it?
Am I addicted to head?
To you? Yeah.
No, I ain't addicted to head, cause I really be turning down a lot of head on some real shit. Like, I be turning shit down. Like last year, it was a little worse or whatever. But I had to, you know, grow and learn all this mature shit. So yeah.
Would you rather have weed or have that done to you?
Damn, weed or head? Okay, if I get weed, can I at least get some dick?
What?
If I pick weed, can I at least get some dick? Or just like, if I don't pick head, that just cancels out all sex.
Right, only thing you can have is weed then.
Oh, no. I'm cool on that shit. I don't want no weed then.
You'd rather have that than to have the weed?
Yeah. Yeah. So at the end of the day, shit, I could get drunk or something if I just... So don't want to be sober, like, what the heck?
Do you like manly men or beta males?
What is a beta male?
A weak man that you can control.
Hey, well, you know, I like the little couple niggas I boss around, but ultimately for me to, like, respect you and for me to be faithful and all that good shit, you're going to have to be manly.
You have to be manly? Have you ever cheated on a guy?
I've cheated in every relationship I've ever been in. That's why I'm trying to just really work on myself right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What are you looking for that would cause you to cheat in every relationship?
Shit. I don't know. I don't even be really looking for nothing. I'm just kind of like a real free-spirited type of person. Like I said, I don't even call it like relationships, like, but it's crazy because it damn near do be relationships for real. I just got like claiming problems.
It
do be relationships. I just got claiming problems, like.
Claiming problems? What does that mean?
It's hard for me to claim someone.
Oh, I see. So do the guys think they're in a relationship with you and they don't know that you would go cheat?
Uh-huh.
And so on your way over there to cheat, are you thinking, I'm just a free spirit, I'm going to cheat?
Nah, see, on my mama, see, if I like you, I'm going to feel a little bad.
About cheating?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you do it then?
Because I'm living my life, and I like people. And I like connecting with people, you know what I'm saying? I'm a risk taker, I'm a go-getter. So sometimes, you know, I'm just a little curious.
So why would you get into a relationship then?
Like I said, it don't be a real relationship.
In your mind, it doesn't, right? But in their mind, they are.
What? I mean, who fought?
Would you date all races of men or just black men?
See, I'm trying to, see, a part of me is like, everybody is supposed to just mix and do whatever, woo-woo. Any race, you know, let's all get together, let's be one. But then the other part of me is all like, black people stick together, you know? Like, black man and woman, like, that's that. Like, you know? So, I don't know, like, I'm at a cross, like, but I've never, like, had sex with another race. I got head, though.
You got what?
I got head from another race. But another not like race? A white what? Person, though, actually.
And what?
Damn, I never. Wow.
So, you never had sex with nothing but black men?
Yes.
But you have had other races of men to do the other thing to you?
I just got head from, like, one Belizean dude.
Belizean?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Because he was from, like, the same neighborhood as my cousin. And I used to always be at my cousin's house and shit. And he was, like, my little fake boyfriend and shit.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Should a woman be classy?
a woman should definitely have some class about her.
And what does that mean to have class?
Maybe just how you carry yourself in a way of, I don't know, how you think, how you act, how you present yourself.
When most black people call themselves Christian, you heard everybody and their mom is a Christian.
Right.
Right? But do you believe them when they say that? Because do they act like they're really Christians, and do you believe it?
Since they say they are Christian, it's like, okay, cool. So I'll believe you in that sense that you're telling me what you are and you're you, so I don't give a fuck. But are they following Christian practices and shit? Hell no. Nah. Like, no, they're not. Because a Christian can't even fucking curse, right?
Right.
So, like, with that being said, who's really a Christian, you know? So it's
because they don't act like Christians, huh?
Yeah, but maybe you're a Christian by like, heart or something. Or, like, just by you being a Christian. But you're not doing Christian-like things. So you're like a corrupt-ass Christian, probably. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What should a Christian act like? A man and woman who really are Christians.
Shit.
How should they act?
I feel like judging the Ten Commandments is come from a Christian, right?
Right, yeah.
Shit, well, there you go right there. That's how you're supposed to act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty much perfect, right? You don't do nothing wrong.
Right. And you haven't seen that in the black community?
I haven't seen that in any community.
Any community, huh?
Yeah.
What would happen if you date outside your race? You had sex with Mexicans, whites, Japanese, Asian, anybody that came along. What would happen to you?
I don't know. That might be some devil dick.
What do you mean by that?
Devil dick? Yeah. By like, saying like the white man is the devil or whatever.
So what?
By saying the white man is the devil.
Oh yeah, do you believe the white man is the devil?
I feel like the most evil white man could be the devil, but I'm not really there with it. Where like, I don't like hate white people and shit. I feel like these past few years, the media and just shit that's been happening, it's been kind of like trying to push some type of like hate in black people for white people.
Yeah.
And it's like,
right about
that. I don't get that.
Yeah, good.
So.
That's nice. So I gotta move a little fast. I'm looking at the clock here. Do black people have equal rights?
Equal rights with everybody else in the world?
Right.
Hell no, don't you know that?
What do you mean?
What you mean what I mean?
Why do you say no?
We don't have equal rights. But, I mean, what the fuck? It's, the proof is put in, like, just with everything, you know, with jobs, just with opportunity.
But look at you. You black and you doing your thing. Ain't
nobody
stopping
you. Yeah, because I came up from under. You know what I'm saying? That took a lot of soul searching and shit. And I'm still, you know, fighting battles or whatever that
but
another race wouldn't have to face.
But you're not fighting with white people. You're fighting with black people.
No, I'm fighting with white people.
What are they doing to you?
Everything.
Like what?
Really, if the person who runs the world is white, then yeah, I'm fighting with
white. Why do you think white people run the world?
Because I didn't looked it up.
But we have black people in government. We have black people.
That don't mean they run the world.
Did you know we had a black president?
Yeah, I know Obama.
Did you? Did you vote for him?
I'm aware of Obama ass.
Shit. You wear what?
Obama's ass.
What do you think about him?
Well, for one, I think Obama fine. For two, I don't really... I feel like the people got a lot of hope for Obama.
Right.
The people love Obama, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Obama then gave some great ass speeches, you know? But as far as like actual change in making the country better or whatever, I don't know what our Obama has done.
Nothing.
You telling me nothing? Oh.
That's why you don't know. If he had done something, you would know.
You're right.
Isn't that right? Yeah. And so what do you think about Big Mama Michelle?
I gotta get more into Michelle too. You know, I be seeing a little bit of her like talking to kids and stuff on the internet or whatever. But I don't really know about all that shit. I don't know what goes on For real. With this politics shit, just behind the closed doors, shit. In front of open doors, I don't watch the news. Like, I don't really know.
Okay. And what do you think about the Great White Hope?
The who?
The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope?
Uh-huh.
Who's that?
President Trump.
What you just call him?
The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope?
Yeah.
That's what people call him?
Uh-huh.
I think Trump... I think Trump eat ass.
Why do you think that?
Because he got a booty chin. Nah, but I think Trump is an asshole.
Has he done more for the blacks than Obama did in 8 years?
Shit, as far as get us riled the fuck up. But I don't think Trump ain't doing shit but fucking up the world, right? Ain't he got everybody in doing wars and shit?
Like, no.
What has Trump done that's good?
More black people working because of him.
What they getting paid?
Big time black money.
Says who?
Everybody.
Bullshit. How you know that's because of him?
I got to ask you this because I'm totally out of time. Do you support abortion or are you for abortion?
I feel like a woman should be able to do whatever with her body. But honestly, I don't like the fact that people kill babies. I've never had an abortion personally, but a lot of people I know, people I'm close to, people I love, they have. And I don't really like it, period. I feel like if you get pregnant, it's a gift. You know what I'm saying? Have your child, period. No matter the fucking circumstances, believe in yourself and, you know, just stick it through, shit.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to like rape and all that shit, that's when it be like, damn, okay, well then that's not fair. It needs to be an option for somebody. So, yeah.
How about so-called same-sex marriage? Are you for that with homosexuals married each other?
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. I feel like people, at this point, whatever is making motherfuckers happy, whatever is bringing y'all peace, do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it. Do it. Would that cut off the fucking population, though?
Yeah.
Well, maybe... I don't know. Are we supposed to do that? I'm not against it, but like I said, people just gotta, I don't know, everybody just needs to do some soul searching around this bitch.
How about men who cut off their body parts and put on women body parts and call themselves a woman, and women who cut off their body parts and put on men body parts and call themselves a man? What do you think about that?
I think that that's something... I want to know more about that, actually. Like, I want to know what makes them do that, you know? Like, do they feel like that when they a child? Do they, like, when they two, are they thinking, like if they a girl, are they thinking, like, I'm a boy for real? Like, is that some childhood shit? Like, did something happen that made them do that? I just kind of more want to understand it. I just completely don't judge it because I just think it's so serious that I just want to understand it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Amazing. And so before I put you on the hot seat, what do you want out of life? You personally, the real you, what do you want out of life?
So if I say $1 billion, you're going to be like, it's not the real you.
Whatever you think.
Okay. It's like not even for me. I want everybody to just be good. Shit. I just want to live, you know? I just want... shit to be good, shit to be great, like people to be happy and just be.
Okay. So I think it's time for me to turn the heat up a little bit on the hot seat.
The hot seat.
So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Is it ever okay for whites to wear a black face?
Hell no.
Are black people always late?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever done meth?
Hell no.
Does God want women to sleep around?
Shit. What you mean? I mean, damn, I think God want us to live and learn. Come on, next question.
Is being gay okay?
It depends.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I said it depends.
Do you want a man who can control you?
Help! Good luck trying.
Should we build a wall around the border?
No.
Is Satan your daddy?
Damn near. Nah.
Are most white people good? How many men have you been with?
One.
What happened to zero?
Stop playing with me, Jeff. Don't play. Oh, my God. Wow, that was fun.
Thank you for being in the hot seat. Anything you want to promote? Anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eat My Pussy Again, out now. Greatest body of work anybody has ever fucking witnessed. Go get it. I'm Queen King, period.
Did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. That was fun. Let me know what you think about it. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet. We have merch there. Ring the bell. You can ring my bell. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you again for coming.
That was amazing. Thanks for having me.
Watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show. Communication is it's our communication.